Afternoon Theater.
D.A. Rayner's novel, The Long Fight, has been dramatized for radio by Philip Barker, with William Fox as Captain Harding, John Bentley as Dawson, his first lieutenant, and John Gabriel as his French adversary, Captain Epron. The Long Fight.
Captain Harding, sir! Dead ahead! Storm center, dead ahead!
The yards, Mr. Donovan! All round the yard!
Lanyard Hall! Off all hall!
Lanyard Hall! Off all hall!
It is nearing midnight on March the 1st in the year of Napoleon, 1808. Relentlessly, the aged 38-gun British warship San Fiorenzo, a third of her crew laid low with fever, forges her way westward across the unseasonably gale-swept Bay of Bengal. Recalled from patrol by the fast dhow sent out by the governor of Ceylon, she is bound for the port of Gaul and to an encounter which will become part of British naval history.
Quick thinking, Mr. Dawson. That swinging main yard could have sheared us clean.
Yeah, that last big sea. Donovan was down.
We all were, number one. If you hadn't been quick in grabbing that rope...
She's running up into the wind, sir. With a foresail gone...
Get a fourth man on the wheel.
Aye, aye, sir. Bosun, the wheel.
Hang to the wheel.
Bring out the mainsail, Mr. Donovan.
Aye, aye, sir. Mainsail haul. Loose to it. Loose the mainsail.
This should take anything.
If her timbers were only as young as her heart.
Must be one of our oldest frigates, sir.
Yes, if my guess is right, she and I were launched in the same month. That'll make her 27 in April.
Yeah, carpenter approaching, sir.
Oh, Carter.
She sprung a butt, sir.
Where, man, where?
Starboard, sir, starboard side.
Starboard it would be, of course. Been her weakest ever since we took her from the French in Corsica.
Can you handle it?
Oh, we're doing the best we can, sir. It ain't possible to make a proper job of it.
Not on this tack.
On this tack?
The wound's well underwater, sir.
And it'd be above water on the other, eh? Oh, aye, sir. Now that we can get a sheet of lead over it for a tingle, not till the sea eases. It wouldn't be pouring in like tis now.
Man the pumps, Mr. Dawson.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thank you, Carter.
Man the pumps! Man the pumps!
Do the best you can for now. Once we're in Gaul, you must repair quickly.
Aye, aye, sir.
And well.
Very good, sir.
Like a long spell of pumping, Mr. Dawson.
You will not put her on the other tack, sir?
No, Mr. Dawson, I'll not. In all conscience, this gale has delayed us enough.
That's a risk. You could wear her round for long enough.
No, no, Mr. Dawson, not a question of seamanship. If we're to save that convoy from Napoleon, it's a risk we've got to take.
Aye, aye, sir.
We have no idea when the merchantman left Bombay. But one thing, they're certainly at sea by now.
Aye.
Three fully laden East Indiamen. And with a Frenchman on the prowl, probably the Piedmontese are there.
Looked at that way, sir.
What other way, Mr. Dawson?
None, sir.
Keep the pumps going. If I can keep her afloat, I'll pump the San Fiorenzo into Gaul.
First Lieutenant is coming back aboard. Once the boarding party follow, you will please have the cutter hoisted in.
Very good, sir.
Well, boy, what did the fellow say?
Aye, sir, rogue.
All these are Captain Dow, but even a rogue of knowledge.
Have a shot.
Tous ensemble.
What did he say?
That he was bound from Bombay for the Maldives.
It's of no importance where he sailed from. News of Bombay,
if he is to be relied upon, which I doubt, the southbound convoy was to sail within a day or so.
And yes, sir, what of the British ships?
The Pitt, the only one strong enough to worry us, went north a month ago.
What? And our old friend, the San Fiorenzo.
Finished their refit in the dockyard and cleared Bombay on the day we left Port Louis.
So?
We heard that she'd sailed for Rangoon.
Excellent. This is wonderful news. A clear ocean and three fat, bulging prizes for the taking. You've discovered much more.
He was a very frightened little man. Ah, you should have let me burn his dhow, Captain. He carried copra. He would have gone up like a torch.
And make an enemy of every native trader on the coast?
He's a liar. They all lie. He will make for Colombo or Gaul and inform on us.
Then it will be too late. The merchantmen will be at sea by now. Be good enough to pass the word to Lieutenant Le Paysan. I want a course for Cap Comorin.
Cap Comorin? Why?
Because the merchantmen must round the point. If I set up my patrol line off the Cape and wait, the convoy will be forced to come down to me. You agree, my friend?
Whatever you say, Capitaine Etron. I am only your first lieutenant.
And not usually so humble, my friend. Not nearly so humble.
That's more like it, Mr. Dawson.
Aye, sir, she's come to life again.
I doubted once whether we'd ever get this much sail on her again. Log, Mr. Donovan.
Calling in now, sir.
Men are bearing up well.
Yes, very well, considering they've been pumping 8 hours of the 24. What, so many sick? Deck havoc to clear after the storm?
I imagine I'm not very popular at the moment.
Oh, they understand the urgency, sir.
I wonder. 2 hours of daylight, a French frigate could gobble up that convoy. Even now, it may be too late.
True.
Log line, sir.
There, master?
4.5 through the water, on course and increasing.
That's better. Thank you, Mr. Donovan.
Sir?
Much better. At this rate, we should make our port by dusk.
And home!
There it is. See it, Dawson?
I see it, sir.
Gondra Head. I'd recognize it anywhere. How far, Mr. Bowers?
Gaul, 30 miles beyond, sir.
Good. Mr. Donovan? 30 miles.
Yeah, Captain.
Mr. Donovan, I've been pressing ship and men to try and make harbor tonight, but we'll not manage it.
No, sir.
I'll heave to on the other tack, and we'll go in first thing, just as soon as we have light to see by.
Aye, sir.
Very well. I'm going below now, and, Mr. Dawson.
Sir?
Have the carpenters go over the side as soon as she's eased. I want nothing to hold us up tomorrow.
Very good, sir. Well, sailing master?
Go on, say it.
I told you. He's made it.
Yes, he did. That man has the luck of the devil, and thank God for it.
Captain Harding, Your Excellency.
Ah, Harding. Yeah, welcome back. Come in.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry to recall you. Couldn't help it, you see. Had no choice. Had I, Russell?
No, sir.
What with the pit up north and the Frenchies moving in so early?
So I understand, sir.
You'll take sherry before luncheon?
Thank you.
Russell, will you see to it?
Certainly.
Yes, damn shrewd of the Frenchies moving in now with a fleet 1,000 miles away in Surabaya.
Sounds like good intelligence, sir.
Too damn good, eh, Russell? Admiral Pillow expected to have the fleet back before they arrived.
It's difficult to keep a fleet sailing secret. Captain?
Thank you. What are the Terpsichore?
Well, sent her east. Once we knew you were on your way back.
And the convoy from Calcutta. Is that what's on your mind, sir?
Aye. If the Piedmontese is out there, the Semionte will be off the other coast. Certain of it.
Piedmontese?
Give a lot if you could bring her to action, Harding. So would Milord to the Admiralty.
So would I, Your Excellency.
Been harassing our convoys for 5 years now, and too damn successfully. However, your job is to protect that convoy, Harding, come whatever.
Of course, sir.
There's enough provisions on those three merchantmen to feed the Ile of France for 6 months. Don't want that. Without provisions, she'll fall. No doubt of it.
I understand, Your Excellency.
Good. You can sail immediately.
Well, we shall be under crewed, but... Yes, we can make the tide.
Under cruise?
Malaria, mainly. Lieutenant Dawson seeing 70 of the men ashore now.
Hmm. Can you get replacements?
Well, I think the fleet took most of the able-bodied, Your Excellency.
Oh, we shall manage, sir.
Well, I sincerely hope so, Harding. Dawson, you say. I remember that name.
He was also Captain Lambert's number one, sir, before I took command of the San Fiorenzo.
Ah, yes. Capital fellow. Long service, too. Should have been promoted. Bitter at all, is he? Resentful of serving a younger man?
Oh, that's so. He doesn't show it, sir. He's a first-class officer. Good man.
A good number one, eh? Yeah, that's what their lordships felt at the time, I remember. Two resigned to his subordinate position. Unambitious.
Is any man that?
One needs ambition. Great conceit, even, for the natural power of command.
Nevertheless, if command were thrust upon him, I...
That would be the real testing time, eh? Well, anyway, what about luncheon? Russell?
When you're ready, Your Excellency.
Good. Well, then let's go in, Captain. If you are to catch the tide, you'll want to be back at your ship.
There you are, matey. Welcome to the old sand. Here. Yeah, one thing about being short-handed, we get room to breathe. Yeah, that'll be your place. You aim to have me go up there.
When you get the chance.
We've got the first dog watch. Name's Lancaro. Senior hand in this mess. Gun captain. You'll be on my gun. And you better be nippy.
Granddad Lancaro. The oldest old buzzard on the ship.
And a volunteer. Steward there was present for service. Irish here. Don't count.
Oh, thanks very much. Volunteer, did he? Well, now you'd think he'd be at least an admiral by 33, wouldn't you?
Using your mouth for muscle, this one. How long you been in Gaul?
3 years, on and off.
Yeah, what's your name then?
John Boone. Fetched three of us off the Hindustan this morning.
Oh. Three? How do we get him? We've landed over 70.
Admiral's squadron took all the other able-bodied.
Three, true. Are we going to fight the ship then?
Same way as we always does, only harder. Oh, when I think how many are sat at this table in the 6 years since we left Plymouth, I reckon we've put nigh on 40 sick men ashore from this mess alone.
Scurvy?
No, ain't at sea long enough on this coast for scurvy and sea boils.
Well, you can get scurvy in London.
You can't get sea boils. What they take sick off then? Country fever, innit? Malaria. Comes a line in these festering ports. Take a boat ashore one night and strike me if you ain't half dead by the end of the week.
Hear that?
Captain coming aboard. Been dining with the governor.
No salt porked up for him.
What's he like? Harding? Ah, he's man enough. Get better as he gets a bit older. They all do.
Old? Like you mean?
I'm putting an old head on young shoulders. Dawson, the number one's older than he is.
Yeah, should have got command of this frigate by rights. Got passed over.
He was with Lambert when we trounced a frog called the Psyche 3 years ago. Yeah. Lambert got the ship with a line for it, and instead of promoting Dawson like he expected... And brought Harding in.
Dawson will never make it now.
Yeah. Reckon we'll be slipping the anchor again?
You can count on it. His Majesty's frigate Perpetual Bloody Motion, that's us. Now he knows what's what, I'll wager Captain George Nicholas Harding will have us out of here faster than a carronade.
And that's all there is, gentlemen. The convoy cleared Bombay and is well at sea.
And the French frigate, sir, is she the Piemontese?
We can't be sure. All we know is that there's a Frenchman waiting out there somewhere.
And she's been sighted again, sir.
Aye, she has. So I suggest you prepare the ship for sea, Mr. Donovan, with all possible speed.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm not sure of our course yet, Mr. Byers. I'll pass the word directly.
Very good.
Now, Surgeon Ward, what are the sick? They were put ashore satisfactorily?
As we agreed this morning, sir, all 77 of them.
Well, they didn't take kindly to it, sir. The men look upon going to hospital as a death warrant.
Marcus, not that bad. Better than fevering it out over the bilges.
Precisely. There they will at least stand a chance.
Yes, it means, though, that we can muster only 179 men out of a complement of 250. How do we fight the ship?
So we can worry about that when the time comes. It's useless taking sick men to sea. The ship will be happier without them. Thank you, Mr. Ward. That'll be all for now.
Aye, sir.
We need to reorganize the gun crews and sail trimmer, sir.
And exercise the guns, agreed. But we have the time.
I've been trying to put myself into the mind of the enemy, Mr. Dawson. Always a useful exercise.
Yes, sir.
Now, if I were the Frenchman and I intended attacking that convoy, where would I set up my ambush?
Could be anywhere.
Could. But not if it should be the Piedmontese.
He'd want to be sure. If I were that captain, I'd know that the convoy had sailed from Bombay, and I'd be pretty sure that it would make its first port of call at Colombo.
It's the usual practice.
In which case, there's just one place that convoy will be forced to navigate, whatever its course, just one. Were I to set up a patrol line there and wait, that convoy would have to come down to me.
Cape Comorin, sir?
Exactly, Mr. Dawson. Be so good as to pass the word for Mr. Bowers. I want a course for the Cape, and quickly.
Three little fat ducks in full flight. Don't they make your mouth water, Morrel?
It's a pity the moon's gone in. Otherwise, we
could... No. A night attack is always a chance, young there. You'll wait until daylight. You did well to sight them, Lieutenant Choy.
Oh, it was Pierre, the gun captain, sir. He picked up their silhouettes as they crossed the setting moon. But for that, we might not have spotted them in the dusk.
You see, Morrel, did I not tell you if we wait till the captain come
on? It is to be up, they have not sighted us.
No, it's not likely. They are 5 miles off the fourth quarter and we have no moon behind us. You're sure there were just the three sails, right?
Just the three, sir.
Yes, an escort could hardly have beat through our patrol lines without being sighted. Be so good as to find Pierre, Lieutenant. I would commend his alertness.
Certainly, mon capitaine.
Your doubt, Capitaine, was right, Morrel. It's as he told you.
It will appear so.
We know their destination and their course. It will be better left until dawn. You agree?
Certainly. The wind will stay in the same quarter for the few days.
So tonight we play the wolf and stalk the sheep. We'll maintain a position some miles astern and to the east. Then at sunrise, we try the governor's plan.
Governor Durkan and his confounded Lascars.
Oh, I agree with you entirely about the Lascars, my friend. Look at them. Sprawled all over the deck. They're not seamen or soldiers.
Bah. What does a general of cavalry know of sea warfare? We can take prizes without great boarding parties of Lascars to get in the way.
One prize, certainly. Two even. But we need all three. You must admit the governor's plan is excellent strategy.
If it works.
It will work. To take the last ship and put aboard a prize crew large enough to sail her and man her guns, while we pass on to the next. Oh, that makes good sense. No escort is going to attack four fighting ships. All the same, I agree it'll be a blessing to be rid of those Lascars.
Blessing? I shall hold a fiesta for myself.
On saltfish? Never fear. Tomorrow we shall end our Lenten fast. They do themselves well, these Indiamen. Now, how does a nice steak whet your appetite, huh?
Three fat prizes and riddance of these Lascars would suit me better.
Then you shall have both. Tonight, course southwest or half south. At dawn, we attack. Then, we will soon have the tricolor flying over those three fat ducklings, whatever their sacred British names may be.
Devonshire, Charlton, and Metcalf. Laden with all the riches of India, and Plymouth bound with a fine northerly wind behind them.
And 9,000 miles to home.
Colombo first, of course. But they'll see England long before we do.
Makes you think, after 6 years.
Look more like ships of the line, the way they're keeping station.
A captain gone below.
And gone to finish his shave, and feeling much relieved. Sighting that convoy safe and sound, had him on deck double quick.
And in his dressing gown, too. Bare feet. Never seen him in properly dressed before.
You brought us in pretty close, dummy.
Near enough to shake hands. Almost. Disappointed the yeoman. Had his semaphores all set up to signal.
Captain's orders. Close hold on the starboard tack, standing to northwest. That's what you got.
No signals of an enemy sighting from them. So far, they must be in the clear.
Bowie. How far are we from Cape Comorin?
From the Cape? South 60 miles. Why?
Looks like he might have been wrong, of course.
Who?
Oh, no matter.
Sail!
Sail!
didn't see it.
Well, away! 4 points, starboard bow, sir.
But three merchantmen missing.
Where's that midshipman? Mousing up.
Coming, sir. Sir?
Up the rigging, lad. Report back.
Sir.
No, just a minute. I'll go myself.
You, sir?
But Dawson, you ought to.
This could be it.
Oh, well.
I trust Dawson's flesh is as willing as his spirit.
Well, there's nothing wrong with either.
I merely meant that first lieutenants usually spend their time on quarterdecks, not aloft. One needs to be in practice to face that mainmast and rigging. And preferably not in one's 40th year.
Oh, he seems to be doing well enough for all that.
Yes, he does. He does indeed.
Can you still see her, lookout?
Plain to the danger, sir. You like to see it too, from where you are.
I see her now. Big ship, too. Thank you, lookout. About time you were relieved, isn't it? I'll send a man up as soon as I'm down.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Dawson, come in.
Ship 4 points off the starboard bow, sir. Steering the same course as the convoy.
Indeed. Then tack ship, if you please, Mr. Dawson.
Aye, sir.
You've called the hands?
No, sir, not yet. I thought I'd report to you first.
Might have saved valuable minutes. Please pipe both watches.
Right away, sir.
I'll be up immediately.
Get your station! And move, you bunch of idlers!
Where the hell you been, O'Donnell?
Heads.
You're always in the rattling heads.
Stand by to raise tacks and sheets. Stand by, all braces.
Ready, ho, ready.
Ready, ho, ready.
Come on,
there.
Here you are.
Ready, ho, ready, sir.
Get ready, sir. Then tack, Mr. Donovan.
Aye, aye, sir.
Helm a leak.
Helm a leak.
Raise tacks and sheets. Leg out your bowlings. All over, boom.
All boom.
Change from hold. On full hold. Back,
staysails!
She's round, sir.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Right your helm!
Right your helm!
Let go, staysails!
Let go, staysails!
Sure, Moreau.
Cross hold in the starboard tack. A league north of the convoy and the same distance beyond.
You're certain she's a Saint Fiorenzo?
Quite certain, Captain. Did I not see her for long enough when she chased us last August? Her lower yards are longer, her upper yards shorter than is usual for a Britisher. She is the Saint Fiorenzo, no doubt of it.
Saint Fiorenzo, all ships. But why? How? You tell me she's on her way to Rangoon, that there is no escort for the convoy. Yet, there she is. Why did you tell me these things?
I did not tell you, sir. It was that Dow, Captain. I said they were all liars.
Sacre bleu, my plan of campaign wrecked. Oh, it's enough to...
I left instructions we should be informed if she tacked.
If, of course she will tack. You don't expect her to ignore us?
She is old and has 12 guns less.
Even so, don't underestimate that one, my friend. We know her reputation.
We should press the attack regardless.
No. Rather... should we proceed with even more guile? To fight our way through to the merchantmen by force, that would be stupid. Sometimes you speak like a fool, Moreau.
And not your advantages of education, Captain. As a boy, I ran barefoot after the tumbrils in the streets of Brest, crying, Abba les Aristos.
While you... But tell me then, what would a wise man do? Draw the San Fiorenzo away from the convoy.
Run away? We did that last year.
We need those three Indiamen, not one old frigate. We shall lead her away, then turn back toward the convoy and get there first. Once we put our prize crews aboard, not even the San Fiorenzo will attack four ships.
I suppose she outpaces us. Remember, we've had no chance to carry in our ship. The weed has been scraped from her cutter in dock.
In that case, we shall have to fight her. But with half as much again in weight of broadside and double the number of men, I doubt if her captain will...
Enemy's brigade sacking now, sir!
So, now you will have to act.
Patience, my friend, patience. I shall do nothing until I sight her sails from this deck. If we alter course now, we'll not know who has the edge of speed or when to turn back for the convoy.
Wait, and she'll be on top of you.
I shall not wait that long, I assure you. Once I see her sail appearing over the rim, then that will be the time to go.
Other head now.
East, northeast to half south, sir.
She'll probably lay a point nearer the wind, sir.
Not necessary, I think, Mr. Donovan. But Mr. Dawson's returning. We'll see what he makes of her from aloft.
Yeah, Frenchman, all right, sir. Frigate by the look of her. And if I'm not mistaken, it is our old friend, the Piemonte.
Is it, by heaven?
I can't be absolutely certain. She's still all of 10 miles away.
The Piemontes, well,
when we chased her last August, sir, she'd 3 or 4 new clouts in the bunt of her fore topsail. They've weathered a bit, but I could still see them.
All right, Mr. Donovan, as you suggest, lay her a point to windward.
Aye, aye, sir. Steer east to half north.
That puts the convoy on the starboard beam and the Frenchman on the port bow.
East to half north it is, sir.
Good position to intercept any direct attack, sir.
The best. Meantime, we'll close on him as fast as we can.
A single ship action, sir?
An experience not granted to many of us, eh, Mr. Dawson?
Yes, sir.
No grand battle strategy or senior officer signals to intrude on pure tactics?
No, sir. A pity we couldn't be more evenly matched, though. The French's broadside must be at least a third heavier than ours.
And we're woefully short of men, I know. Even so, I believe us to be the faster. Our copper is comparatively clean, whereas I have the feeling the Piemontese has not been docked in months.
She showed us a clean pair of heels last August.
Since when? Her captain has taken a number of prizes and been back to the Ile de France.
True.
2,000-mile trip. Barnacles grow fast in these waters. They can slow his ship, make her sluggish to handle.
What do you think you'll do, sir?
I know what I'd do in his place.
And I. Go straight for the convoy.
Of course. But whatever he chooses... It'll be some hours before we can hope to be close enough for action.
Then you'll go to division, sir?
No reason to change our routine, I think. Mr. Donovan, I want her kept sailing to the utmost.
Aye, aye, sir.
Perhaps after divisions, Mr. Dawson, you'll be good enough to come to my cabin.
Sir?
We must reorganize the gun crews, make up for the sick.
After divisions. Very well, sir.
In.
You sent report, sir.
Indeed I did, Dawson. Bring some fruit from the bowl. An orange for me, if it be. One of my foibles, sitting at a stern window with an orange, throwing the peel into the sea.
Aye, sir.
Sit down.
Sure.
She's sailing well. I can give you the speed of the ship within a quarter of a knot. See the way the orange skin falls behind?
Yes, sir.
My steward's always complaining about the number of oranges I eat when I'm particularly interested in our speed.
The readjustment, sir. I thought you were...
How well the orange peel stands out against the blue. How long since you were last home, Dawson?
6 years, sir.
6? That's a long time. A Kentish man, if I'm correct, or is it a man of Kent? I'm never sure.
Hard.
I thought so. And you've served most of your time, I hear?
Oh, much of it, sir. Ever since the Melrose.
The Melrose?
I thought perhaps you knew.
Oh, forgive me, I didn't mean to pry.
Well, it was a long time ago. I thought everyone knew. I was a lieutenant on the Melrose. We were caught in a March gale. Many of the crew were injured, including the captain and number one. I had to take over. I made mistakes.
We'll make those.
Not like mine. The ship foundered, ran aground. Lives were lost.
You were young, probably inexperienced.
It was my first posting as a commissioned officer.
I see. Then you were hardly to be blamed.
There was an inquiry, of course. I was lucky. I came out here. I've been out here ever since.
As you said, Dawson, that was a very long time ago.
Aye, sir.
Help yourself to more food.
And let us talk of reorganizing the gun.
All right. We'll try running her out again.
Oh, for a minute. There's only one of me on this side of the perishing
now,
window.
Now, stop griping and come on. Mm. You heard the orders. There's a man short on all 13 deck guns, and this one's going to be best. Understand?
No men in the magazine. And all that powder broken down and lying about in this sun. It's not safe.
Stow it, can't you? Won't matter much if Froggy puts an 18-pound ball through your ribs. Now, we'll try the drill again and see if you can get it right this time. Who?
Oh, I'm getting it. He's coming.
You're doing all right, lad. Now, the gun captain, that's me. And don't none of you swabbers forget it. I face the gun port. The man on the right and left face the gun. I said face the bloody gun, O'Donnell, and that don't mean the four top bars. Right. This here's the gun.
Thanks.
Your face is your gun, dressed by the 2 men at the ship's side. It just feels the elbows of the man next to you, and then you're all serene. Now, we'll try it once again. Run out your gun. Right. Oh, get it moving. Get it moving. That's better. Yes, right. Break again, back.
Think it'll work, Mr. Dawson?
Well, they're not finding it easy to point the guns with only one man on the left.
It's unfortunate, but it's the only way. We can't take any more men from the carronades, and we're using every available clerk and cook on the deck guns, even my steward King, gammy leg or not.
Bringing the Marines down from the rigging has helped.
Not that I like being without musketry in the tops. One feels naked and vulnerable. Still, calm your voice.
Can't we just worry me, sir? We've broken down enough powder to fill all the salt boxes and guns, but...
Any lull in the action, you'll have to get a party down to the magazine filling powder bags.
Yes, sir.
Incidentally, number one...
Sir?
Ship looked very smart at divisions this morning. Did you credit?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
She's in sight, sir. Enemy's in sight.
Thank you, Mr. Bowers.
2 points on the port beam.
I have her... Yes, that's the pie, all right.
She's not taking in our stunsail, sir, steering east.
By gad, so she is.
So he's not going for the convoy.
But why the devil not?
Perhaps he gives us credit for more strength than we possess, Mr. Dawson. Either that or... Yes, that's more his way. Draws us away in pursuit, then beats back for the convoy.
You must imagine he's fast.
I think he's banking on a repetition of last year's performances.
Well, that was last year, sir, when we needed the refit.
Mm-hmm. For my money, our Frenchman has lost his moral advantage in not going directly for the convoy. As it is, we shall both now be drawing further away from them, and if we are the faster, as I believe we are, we have every chance of intercepting when he turns back.
In which case, he's going to have to take us first, sir.
I'm quite sure he's prepared for that, Mr. Bowers. On the other hand, I have no intention of waiting for him to try. Mrs. Donovan?
Sir?
In these latitudes, I'd expect the wind to ease about midday and freshen again towards sundown, right?
Without any doubt, sir.
Then I want to press on every ounce of speed you can give me, and I want it maintained.
Aye, aye, sir.
We'll give him his wish, gentlemen. Chase him we will, but not on his terms. We shall pursue him and take the fight to him.
Huh? Have you seen Lieutenant Moreau?
That I have been failed, thank God.
He should be here by now to relieve me as officer of the watch.
Oh, no doubt he is below, haranguing the good Captain Ephron. Oh. As usual.
Well, not without reason, perhaps. Look at that British frigate. Less than 4 miles away now.
And since when has our amiable first lieutenant required reason to wear his disagreeable view?
No. Be fair. This time he is right. It is obvious we should have attacked the convoy at once, not turn away as we did.
I am content to leave the strategy to Captain Epp. Sail with him for many years, know his worth. Unlike Moreau, he's a gentleman.
Moreau gives himself authority much beyond his due. Even this morning,
he orders me to run out the guns. Him, the first lieutenant.
It only looks that way, Sean, my friend. Beneath all his pepper, that boy is a good natured, easygoing man. He has no objection to Moreau doing the captain's work. You see, he is also just a little lazy. But it is Captain Epron who makes the decision. Uh-huh. Have no doubts about that.
Perhaps in this case, the wrong one. It would have been simpler taking the convoy. Now we must fight this frigate first.
We shall see. We shall see.
Oh, here they come now.
Oh, then I shall make myself scarce.
Look, Monsieur.
Yes, sir.
We were discussing that bomb of yours up there on the menu.
Sir, I am sure.
Sure, but... watch, Monsieur.
Perhaps very shortly, you may have a chance to drop it onto an enemy deck. Everything in order?
Oui, mon capitaine. The fuse is attached. The bomb will be ready when required.
Excellent.
That bomb. Another damn fool contraption.
That drum holds 500 pounds of powder, my friend. And dropped onto a deck, it will make much havoc.
Provided it explodes. Ha! Lascals. Bombs.
It will explode, sir. I have two good cannoneers. One to light the fuse, the other to release the latch on the metal cradle.
You know, it may seem an inhuman method of warfare, but it could save lives if it brings about his capitulation that much earlier.
If the damn thing is mistimed and falls between us, it could do the same for us.
Oh, yes. It would blow both our sides.
Have no fear, mon capitaine. The bomb will be dropped firmly onto the enemy's deck. When the time comes, I shall, with your permission, station myself in the tops.
I will give you good warning when and if I think we can use the thing.
Thank you, sir.
That will be all, Lieutenant.
Aye, aye, sir.
This is no way to fight, running before his sails.
I can well understand your sentiments, Moreau, but he who makes the first hit is not necessarily the victor.
Any fool knows that.
Then any fool should also know that haste could lose us more than a convoy. Unless the garrison is supplied with food, the Ile de France, Mauritius as the British call it, must surely fall. This convoy could supply its needs for months. One ship is not sufficient. We must take the lot.
And we should have held our course and gone straight for the convoy. If the British had interfered, a few broadsides of chain shot would have winged him.
Suppose he'd had time to repair himself before we'd captured all three.
It would have saved us having to finish him off later on. We should have held for the convoy.
Perhaps. But we didn't. And now the situation is very different.
I'm tired of this waiting.
You should be patient, my friend. In 6 hours, the moon will have set. It will be dark. Very dark, indeed.
So?
You know, along this coast, there is a haze blows off the whole length of India. The horizon ends below the tip of your bowsprit. Once the moon has set, that will be the time to turn for the convoy.
In 6 hours' time?
We shall find them at daylight.
The San Fiorento has been reducing the distance between us all day. You do not think she might overtake us first?
The wind is falling. The lighter it falls, the slower he will be to catch up. But who can tell? Who can tell where he is likely to be by that time?
Four bells. What's the range now?
Range, 2 degrees, 5 minutes, sir.
I guess we've got him. We're close.
Much closer than I hoped for in the time, Sergeant. Mitchelburn?
He's checking the scale, sir.
Mr. Martingale?
Sir, the masthead height of 151 feet gives a range of 1,385 yards.
Less than a mile.
Less than a mile. I trust you gentlemen are prepared for action.
You'll beat to quarters then, sir?
I think so, number one. The men obviously can't rest. They may as well start preparing the ship and stand round the deck. Marine drummer, to beat for port side action.
Aye, aye, sir.
A night attack, sir.
Drummer, beat to quarters.
Foolhardy, you think the sword.
Oh, no, no, sir. I wasn't suggesting.
You heard it said so, I'm sure.
We took the Atlanta by night?
Indeed, we did, Mr. Donovan. In the same way, that may hold as the prize for our friend over there. All a matter of accuracy of fire in the dark and confusion. Even so, Surgeon, let us pray that you and your lovely boys are not kept busy in the cockpit this night.
Indeed, sir, let us pray not.
Yeah. Huh? You hear that damn hammer?
I heard. Keep your voice down, Morrow, it's near. And restless.
That great barrel of powder hanging over our heads. What happens if the British fire a shot through it?
Then I think for us, it will be goodbye to France forever.
Oh, it is madness.
It is for the Emperor.
The Emperor? What does he care if I never see Paris again?
It's wiser not to talk so.
He's always waiting. That unnerves me.
Yes.
But why? Why does Napoleon not give us a proper fleet out here? With all Gantôme's frigates swinging to their cables in the Rade de Brest?
Surely. I'll warrant we've done more damage than any 10 of them.
What in the name of Satan?
Silence! Silence on deck!
Confounded Lascars. They're frightened already. Once the action starts, they will panic.
Where is the British frigate now? Can you see her?
Yes, plainly now. She's bearing down on us.
Oh, dear.
Closing fast. I can see lanterns moving on her deck.
We shall catch the first broadside.
Maybe. But once the smoke rises, he will not see us in the dark.
Nor us him. Why don't we fire? Why does Epon wait? Mon Dieu, what are we waiting for?
What the hell are we waiting for? Why doesn't Harding give the order to fire?
Ranging alongside. Won't be long now.
I wish he'd get on with it.
Ever been in a night action before, Bill?
No.
It's horrible. Smoke, darkness, noise. The first thing you know is when the mast falls on you.
Sorry, Lapadon. You've hardly been in the service of dog watch yourself. You'll be all right, lad. Just keep your eye on me. We've got one over, Froggy, see?
What do you mean?
That little gadget there, see? The pendulum.
Well, what's it for?
To show you when the ship's on an even keel. Can't tell otherwise in the darkness. Captain's fitted one in front of each gun. It swings back and forward as she rolls. Watch. So it does. And when it's hanging plumb down that white painted line, I fires. Simple. Accuracy, see? Something those froggies ain't expecting. They won't know what's it.
Worked a fair treat on that frigate. What was her name? That last one we took at night.
Atlanta.
Aye, that was her.
I bet that number one of theirs is starting to sweat.
Why him, specially?
Nothing but a bloody pirate, that ship.
Admiral's declared him a fit subject for vengeance, ain't he? No protection for him if the French has to strike her flag. Outlaw he is.
Why him? Their first lieutenant. What did he do?
Spitted three of the officers of the Warren Hastings with his sword after she struck her colours.
After?
Oh, I'd be very glad to take a stick at that swine myself, so I would.
After me, Irish, after me.
Stow that chatter. Keep your gun crew quiet, Lancaro.
My crew, sir? They haven't said a word, not a word, sir.
Quiet, I said. You all right, Marshal Laird?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Not about you, but it's this part of the business always gets me.
You, sir?
In the stomach. Ever since I was a midshipman like you. It's the waiting.
I know what you mean, sir.
It's the thought. Two great ships coming together in this vast ocean, maneuvering for the express purpose of blowing each other out of it, eh?
Yes, sir.
It's any consolation. It's the same for them over there.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, just the same. Now remember, do your job. Keep close to the owner. Conveying his orders, whatever may happen. And make it quick.
Yes, sir.
He'll come back to the quarter deck. When he does, stick close by his side.
Aye, aye, sir. Why is he kneeling by the carronade?
Sighting the target through the gun port, he always does so. When he's satisfied, there. He's passing the signal. Remember, lad, keep close to him. You'll be all right.
Close to the captain. Aye, aye, sir.
Open independent fire!
Oh,
this shoot! Is it. Hey! And sink the bastards!
Fire! Fire!
Martingale, get me the name of the man who called out just then.
Aye, aye.
Try and mark the hit before the smoke obscures him.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stop, Ben!
Cartridge!
Stop, Ben!
Hear them misfiring, sir.
She's drawing her topsail. She needs to run for it.
By Gad, that captain will overreach me. We must stop him. Gun, sailor, gun.
Aye, aye, sir.
Kick off
that
supply.
I'm fine.
How did I tell you about those confounded natives, sir? Nothing I did not know for myself. I'm amazed how little the Britisher has fallen behind. Before the moon sank, I could see the damage we did to his sails. Yet there he is, still close on our tail. What has he done to us?
We've been hulled by over 20 shots.
Mon Dieu, so many.
There's a crew of wounded awaiting the surgeon. And 10 lie above the mainmast, ready for the sailmaker to sew them into their shrouds.
So much damage. Such accuracy. I don't understand how.
He was lucky. He won't be so fortunate again.
I don't know about luck, but it's fortunate for us that he chose to attack our lee side. Had it been the other, some of our wounds would be below the waterline.
Sir!
Well, let's go, Shoy. What have you to report?
Three of the main deck guns are damaged beyond a repair, mon capitaine. They will be out of action until they can be remounted. Also, two of the carronades.
And the men.
Several are wounded. One complete gun crew killed.
Which gun?
The sixth port, sir. Pierre's gun. A direct hit?
Oh, no. Pierre has been with me for many years.
Yes, he was a good gun captain. Well, we can be ready within the hour, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant Choy. And ask Lieutenant Lepizan to return.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Pierre was a good man. Damnable this war, my friend.
Not damnable when we do not win.
Perhaps. But this affair we have to win. So much is at stake.
So far, we do not seem to have had much success.
Devilishly persistent, this British captain. I fancy he has lost little distance in the last 10 minutes. And if he can hold us now, he'll be gaining on us again when his repairs are finished.
And still we cannot turn for the convoy.
Not yet. But I don't think he will attempt another night attack.
So?
So we wait until dawn. I think I'm beginning to know the way this captain thinks. He will continue to dog us, and if he does, then we will make those Lascars do some useful work for once. Not as you will, my friend, but with their help, we can utilize two crews, handle our sails with a speed you will not be expecting, particularly if we wear ship.
Then you'll fight him here?
I think we could be upon him before he knows what we are about.
Now you are talking. For me, we should fight him to a finish and have done with it.
You, my friend, don't have to explain to Governor Descamps why you've allowed 3 fine merchantmen to escape while engaging an old, valueless frigate.
If you think so badly of her, why not turn straight for the convoy now and let her do her worst?
Moreau, you are a fool. All she may be, but her guns are not as rotten as her hull. Also, I have increasing respect for her captain. No. We will put her properly out of commission this time, then come back for our prize later.
Mon capitaine?
Ah, Lepizan, your orders. I'm about to outline my plan.
For the convoy, sir.
But first, the frigate. Wait, Moreau. You will need to hear this.
I thought I already had.
Only my intention, not the method. Now, tomorrow, at first light, we shall wear ship.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gad. Did you sleep?
Briefly, sir.
The noise of the guns still in your ears, eh?
Much of the time.
Your baptism of fire, even if it only lasted 10 minutes. Won't be so bad in the future.
No, sir. Thank you, sir.
You've seen her over there? Seen what we managed in the dark last night?
I know, sir. I counted at least 15 holes in her side.
Now, how many shots did you count for that big gash between the 6th and 7th ports?
One, sir?
I'd say at least 3.
3 shots? So close.
And I'll warrant both the guns on either side will be damaged as well.
Yes, sir. Sir, shall we be going for him again?
Most certainly, I would think. At the moment, we're keeping a steady position half a mile on his lee between him and the convoy, awaiting the next move. A game of wits, if you like.
Is that why we've reduced our sail?
Maintaining exact station on another ship is a matter of great skill and rare judgment, lad.
All well, Mr. Dawson?
Position maintained, sir.
And the casualties?
Only the three I told you of, all slight. All from falling yards and rigging.
And no hull damage at all. Remarkable. Oh, Mr. Martingale.
Sir?
Wonder if you'd do me a service.
Gladly, sir.
When I awoke just now, King, my steward, was fussing with a cup of chocolate. I didn't wait for it. Wonder if you'd be so good as to bring it to me on the quarter deck.
Aye, aye, sir.
And Mr. Martingale.
Sir?
You conducted yourself very well during last night's exchange. To your credit.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good lad.
Yes, you'll do well. Ah, Mr. Dawson, how I hate this sheepdog role we have to play, running after the wolf and barking the while. Still, at least the sheep are safe so far.
And moving closer to safety all the time.
Even so, if we sink our teeth too soon and lose the day, our sheep could still become mutton.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Mr. Byers?
I've been observing through the glass. There's something going on over there, sir.
Yeah?
Her deck seething with men.
What? By gad, so it is.
Lascars. Crawling with them. Prize crews, like as not.
Or boarding parties.
Another good reason for keeping our distance.
There must be nearly 500 men on board her.
And we've only...
As long as we can keep within point-blank range without letting her lay us aboard, it'll not matter how many she's got.
And something else, sir. Do you see what she's carrying at her main yard arm?
Hmm? What the devil
looks
can it
like
be?
Looks like a drum of some sort.
Some sort of barrel, but heavy. Notice the iron cradle it's on.
Have to be on a cradle to clear the stunsail boom. Which implies he keeps it up there all the time.
Yes, and if it's up there for a purpose, presumably it eventually comes down. Some sort of fancy firework, you think?
Explosives? Oh, surely not, sir.
Useful enough against merchantmen if you were to range alongside and drop it onto their deck, if that's its purpose.
Yeah, but the thing would hold 400-500 weight of powder.
I wouldn't put it past the Frenchmen.
There are Frenchmen and Frenchmen, Mr. Bowers. But one thing, we'll not give them a chance to lay that egg on our deck, not if we can help it.
See her spanker, sir. She's slackening sail.
Hmm? She's going to wear.
That she is.
Enemy wearing ship, sir. Turning downwind towards us.
Oh, I know it, Mr. Donovan. Very well, we'll do likewise. Wear ship. Quartermaster, put your wheel hard up and keep it there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bosun, pipe both watches.
Aye, sir.
Hands to wear ship.
See what the enemy's about, Mr. Bowers.
If we hold this course, she'll pass ahead and rate us with shot.
And we'd be in no position to reply. Pass the word to the gunner officer.
Aye, aye, sir.
Clear up your mainsail. Clear up your mainsail.
Smartly, lad, smartly. Round in the after braces.
Round in the after braces.
Just in time, number one.
Aye, sir. She could have been down on us.
Swear the after yards.
Suddenly take the offensive. Good move, Mr. Dawson, and fast. Either helm.
Easy it is, sir.
Swear the foreyard.
Coming round, sir. We forestalled him.
Dear south.
South it is, sir.
Gather after sheet.
Gather after sheet.
Haul after spanker.
Haul after spanker.
Now he's got to think of something else.
He appears to be doing that now, sir. His sails are still.
But what? Yesterday we had the tactical advantage. Now if he tries to cross our stern, we'll be put on the defensive.
Well, we'll know if she turns easterly.
He'll not withdraw now. Not if his guns run out.
She's coming round. Master in line. Her bow's towards us.
As I thought, trying to cross astern of us. We must turn with him. Port your helm. Steer west.
Aye, aye, sir. West it is.
Mr. Donovan, I'll come to the wind of the starboard tack.
Aye, aye, sir. Brace the yard, shut up.
Brace the yard, shut up.
He's obviously decided to force the action.
Throwing down the gauntlet. Suits out, sir.
But does it, Mr. Dawson? I'd prefer we had chosen the ground and under more favorable conditions. Convoy must be 40 or more miles away by now.
Easily.
Which still means at least 150 miles for the safety of Colombo Harbor. Assuming the enemy can make 2 knots more than the merchantman, he could still overhaul them. Not good enough.
Always providing she succeeds in taking us first.
Therein lies the risk. Take him on and he could damage us enough to give him a clear sea to the convoy. On the other hand, in 3 hours, I could work out to windward of him, use our speed to steal the weather.
True, sir.
But to pile on sail and turn and run from the challenge. Mr. Dawson?
Sir?
Beat the quarters, starboard action.
Gladly, sir.
Then have the mainsail triced up. This time I'll wait for him to come down to me.
every move I make. What will he do next?
He will crowd on sail and leave us.
Yes, that's more than possible. He'll brace up as sharp as he can and work out to windward of us.
So much for the plan, mon capitaine.
How was I to guess he could evade us so quickly? Now we sail away from the convoy, and it's the convoy that matters.
We should have gone straight for it yesterday.
Yesterday was yesterday when we thought we had the faster ship. And you agreed with me.
Captain Epron, I am merely your first lieutenant.
A fact you seem to remember only at convenient times, my friend. But that's of no importance now.
Oh, Captain, she's hoisting her mainsail.
What? Oh, dear. You're right. He's going to wait for us.
He must be a very foolish or a very confident man.
Perhaps. Just a very brave one. Le Paysan, have the sails trimmed. I'm altering course to be down on the enemy.
At once, sir.
Moreau, prepare the ship for action on the port side.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Did you hear that, Lieutenant Choy? The port side.
Yes, mon capitaine.
You're loaded even-numbered guns and carronades with bar shots. Odd-numbered with balls, sir.
Excellent. I want the enemy demarked and properly demarked. Balls way between the base of the mast and the chain. Bar shot at maximum elevation at the top of the lower mast. If we are to sail 1,000 miles as prize, we need easy repairs, not hull guns.
It is understood, sir.
Then to your station. Oh, and Choy, fuse your bomb. This time we will put an end to this situation once and for all.
Again, sir.
So quick. We're taking too much time.
Those blasted Lascars. He's enough men to sail and fight his ship twice over.
Closing first. Coming into board.
Or to lay that damned firework. We'll have to withdraw. But we must keep him off our stern. Pipe sail trimmers.
Aye, aye, sir.
Double up the guns, meanwhile. Starboard your helm. Steer southwest.
Southwest. Aye, aye, sir.
Pipe sail trimmers. Guns double up. Double up all guns.
Well, away the yards, Mr. Donovan. Run us dead before the wind.
Right.
Number 8. Gun gone, sir. The gun crew out.
Then double up while we trim sails. One crew to serve two guns.
Right, sir.
Throw up all yards. Well, all yards.
Musketry now, sir. The tops are alive with men.
I see them, lad. Warn the lieutenant at quarters to be prepared to repel them if they try to board us.
Aye, aye, sir.
She's coming in close again, sir. Got all her sails set.
I can see that from the stealth, Mr. Dawson.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
Run out your gun. Move!
Get it moving!
Damn you! Doing the best I can!
All together, get it down! Down! Right over us, that one!
It's a bleeding man!
Keep at it!
Got the blasted maniac!
Look out for it!
It's coming straight for us!
Quick, those all boots on for it!
Where, my dad? Where?
Bloody well!
Captain Harding.
Down there on deck, assessing the situation.
First time he's sailed at the pace of near defeat since he's had command.
Yes. He probably feels he's made a mistake in choosing to fight from a bad position. Thinks he's failed in protecting the convoy.
Certainly won't do his career any good if the merchantmen are taken.
Nobody could have done more.
Oh, I agree. But it's not the way their lordships of the Admiralty will see it. And by the look of the frog, he's wasting no time in getting to them. What's the tally?
8 dead, 14 wounded.
makes us 99 men short instead of 77.
Things are not too good, are they? And that damn great Maynard straddled across the deck doesn't help. Shot through in the GS, came down in two halves, all 1.5 tons of it.
Crushed, O'Donnell. And that new man, Booth. O'Donnell's dead.
Yeah, so I learned. Ship will miss him, rebel Irish who he was.
Yes.
I've got the bosun's parties getting up ropes to repair the rigging, but the men have lost heart. Look at them, just standing around the guns waiting for the owner to make up his mind.
Who'd be a captain?
There are disadvantages. As you'll no doubt find out one day.
Me? Not now.
Captain Harding's compliments, gentlemen, and would you be good enough to join him on deck?
Well, both of us?
That's what he said.
What's the captain been doing?
Just looking things over and talking to the men, sir.
Has he been below?
To the cockpit, sir, to see the wounded.
Rev's coming up, Bursing.
Aye, sir.
Keep at it.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ah, gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Martingale.
Sir?
I have been assessing the situation.
Yes, sir?
Sir,
we have not been holed and are making no more water than usual. Most of our damage is to the mast, spars, and upper deck, including the damage to the gun, of course.
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, had our Frenchmen not been so preoccupied with the convoy, it's probable that by this time we should all be on our way to a French prison.
More than likely, sir.
But we are not, and I think our Frenchman's greed may yet give us a reprieve.
Reprieve, sir?
Our damage is mainly superficial and repairable.
Well, there is the Maynard, sir. That's hardly superficial. Without that...
The Maynard, yes. We shall have to clear it and repair it, won't we?
Fish the Maynard, sir? The largest spar in the ship?
Difficult it may be, but the Ajax did it. And if they can do it, then so can we.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. What shall we use to fish it with?
I distort the wooden stocks from the bower anchor.
That's a good idea.
I'll want the main stunsail set as soon as you've reslung the yard. Where to catch the Frenchman, we need every inch of canvas you can hoist.
Yes, sir, but all
that. A moment, if you please, Mr. Donovan. It promises to be no easy task. I'm aware of that. Gather round, men.
Look how hard you heard. Falling by the captain.
Just the men on deck, bosun.
Sir, come out of it now. And quicker than it.
All right. Stand on. Now, men, what do you say? Do we go by default and accept a beating? Probably losing the convoy as well? Or do we put the old San Fiorenzo back into sailing trim, catch that damn Frenchman, and give him the drubbing he deserves? It will mean long, hard toil, weary as you are from battle. All right, then let's get to it.
Now, all right, there's no call for idle chatter. You heard the captain. Bosun's mate, your party.
Well, now, gentlemen, any problems?
Well, we shall need working space, sir, to get to the main yard properly. We'll have to turn the port guns fore and aft and handspike them to the sides to give us elbow room.
I agree. It's just to be hoped the Frenchman doesn't guess what we're about. If he knew our port guns were temporarily withdrawn, he might return and finish us off.
You think that likely?
No. He'll fight fiercely and well if directly engaged, but his orders are to get those merchantmen. Carry on, number one.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Donovan.
Sir.
How long will it take, do you think?
Oh, 3 or 4 hours to clear and make the repair, if all goes well. Another hour to hoist it back into position.
5 hours. Every time I look, his sail grows smaller. He'll have much leeway to make up. Let us pray we can do it before he reaches the convoy.
We'll do it, sir.
I'll warrant one thing, Mr. Donovan. If we manage it, there's going to be one very surprised Frenchman. Very surprised, indeed.
Ensign? Oh, there. Weaker boy.
We, Litno.
What were your orders? To call the captain. It is nearly dawn.
We, Mon Litno.
Wait. It is not necessary.
Good morning, Litno, Lepizan.
Morning, sir.
Anything to report?
Only a change in the winter. Coming in from the northwest now.
He's not sighted the enemy.
Not since that last brief glimpse in the moonlight. He appeared to be bearing down on us.
Not have believed it possible. With my own eyes, I saw his main yard shot through. I saw it fall.
He must have repaired it in some way.
But in so short a time. Oh, he's a devil. He must be very young, the chances he takes, the rashness. Never have I spent so much time looking back over my own wake. And all afternoon, there he was, overhauling us.
He may have lost us as darkness held. Altering course these 4 points would have made it more difficult for him.
And it lost us a little distance, too. I'd give half my prize money to know if the ruse worked.
Lieutenant Morrow has been up on deck, sir.
Has he? An unusual man, our first lieutenant. But none more conscientious and loyal once the battle starts.
No, sir.
How much longer must we wait for daylight?
We are sailing closer to land, sir. The offshore clouds are masking the sunrise, but they are clearing in a few moments.
The phase out.
Sir?
You see?
Well, sir.
There, off the starboard bow, shadows. Three tall, dark shadows like silhouettes against the...
Three? The convoy, sir?
It could be. Ensign!
Sir?
Ensign, call the first lieutenant.
Oui, mon capitaine.
Well done, Le Paysan. Your calculations were correct. We've got them.
They're getting clearer every second.
Now we will see. We can be amongst them within the hour.
Mon capitaine! To port. Look.
To port. Sacré bleu. The British frigate, but it's not possible.
I've seen him then, mon capitaine.
Oh, I don't believe it.
So nothing has been solved. We're back where we started, the same triangle.
He has the luck of the devil. Hmm.
What are your orders, Captain?
Orders? I don't know. Twice I forced him to withdraw. Twice he's been defeated.
It is only unfortunate that he does not seem to realize that.
For us, he's in the worst possible position. If we stand on for the convoy, it's certain he will intercept. If we haul our wind on to the port...
If you order to port, you will run onto the coast of Ceylon.
You think I don't know that?
Let us have no more. Let us run down for the convoy.
Run down for the convoy. Exactly. That is precisely what he wants me to do.
The Frenchman swinging his maniard. Turning to port.
Quartermaster, put your helm down. Let a head come up to the east.
Aye, aye, sir. Steer east.
But he's running on to Colombo.
Exactly. In this season of northerly winds, there's often a strong southerly current near the coast. He might get into that a long time before we could, and with a big advantage to himself. I'd say he's counting on the local wind to help him.
That would be westerly, sir.
Yeah.
That seems risky.
It's a chance I'd take in his place.
But he'll be moving away from the convoy.
He could catch them more easily by making this big half circle to the eastward.
And if the winds don't work for him, if they should change?
Then Columbo is going to have a ringside view of the battle, Mr. Dawson, in about 6 hours from now.
There, sir. Over the hills of Ceylon. You see the way the clouds are shifting? Drifting to the southward all the time. And seemingly getting less heavy.
Aye, I've been watching them. I've seen the same thing over the Andalusian coast, Mr. Donovan. Clouds on the mountain flanks moving before the surface wind shifts.
I reckon the wind will bear smartly to the north, sir.
Then we'll have him. He's gambled on local winds staying steady and he's lost. Quartermaster, let her come up half a point.
Aye, aye, sir.
He realizes it too, sir. He's turning.
He has no choice now. He's too close to land.
Course deep to half north, sir.
Mr. Donovan, I'll have the stunsails off, sir, please. Smartly as you can, for I'd not like him to guess how short-handed we are.
Right, sir.
Here it comes, the true wind. See it starting to ruffle the water already? You may take the full sail trimming watch from the guns, Mr. Donovan. He can't surprise us now.
Aye, aye, sir.
Bison, fight full watch. All hands to sail.
If this wind hurls, Mr. Dawson, we'll have a fine breeze with which to handle her. The old stand could always sail like a witch so long as her copper was clean.
And this time, sir, we have the draw.
Yes, and I can choose whichever side best suits you when she turns at bay.
There are no fears for the convoy now.
No, she's heading safely for Colombo, thank God. This time we can concentrate on our Frenchman.
Will we beat the quarter, sir?
If you please. Then pass the word to the gunner and his mates. When the Frenchman comes at us, we'll pass on opposite tacks. I want this time to fire a controlled broadside.
All guns together.
At a signal from me. The range will be very short, I'll see to that. It means holding fire until the last possible moment.
Right.
This time, number one, I intend to try and finish him. Finish him once and for all.
For the glory of France, open fire!
Independent fire! Fire!
Sweet mother, that was close.
For God's sake, what's turning up to? Why don't you give the signal to fire?
Easy, lad, all in good time.
It'll be too late. The French will have passed us. Come on, fire, blast your fire!
Easy, lad, easy. You've got to wait for the captain's signal.
Thank you.
waiting is worse than taking a shot. Why doesn't he fire?
One reason. He's waiting to give us a control blow.
Mon Dieu! Sacré nom de Dieu!
Done.
We couldn't have hoped to hit him more fairly than that, sir.
Indeed not, Mr. Dawson. I'll be surprised if he doesn't find himself well held below the waterline when he comes back on the other tack.
And an air changing tack.
Make ready for action on the other side.
Aye, aye, sir.
Port action. Port action.
Watch your steering there.
Aye, aye, sir.
We'll give him the same medicine as before, number one. Pass the word to the gunners.
Another control broadside.
As before, when I give the signal.
Aye, aye, sir.
Here he comes, Mr. Donovan. Once we've passed and fired, I want as quick a turnabout as you can give me.
Aye, aye, sir. We'll keep at him.
And the Genshoi for the Emperor.
Fire!
Deck.
What is it, boy? Speak up.
The captain.
Yes, what about him?
The captain's been hit, sir.
Hit?
Yes, sir. He's fallen.
The captain signaled fire.
On the quarterdeck, you say?
Yes, sir. Mr. Donovan's with him.
We must fire. Where's Captain Harding? We've got to fire.
Very well, Mr. Bowers. Give the signal. Fire.
Aye, aye, sir.
Fire!
How bad is he hurt?
Grievously.
How?
Between the shoulders and the breastbone. Great shot. Took it badly. Easy, man. Easy with him.
Marshal, warn the surgeon.
Aye, sir.
All right. Get him below.
Aye, sir.
Steady, damn you. Carry him gently.
Aye, aye, sir.
They'll see to that. There's nothing more you can do for him now.
The surgeon must see him.
Your responsibility is for the ship, Dawson.
For the ship?
It's up to you now.
Yes. Yes.
Your orders?
Orders. Yes. Attack ship, Mr. Donovan. That's it. Attack ship.
Aye, sir.
Attack ship as quickly as you can, if you please. I want to hit the Frenchman square before he has the time to recover.
Aye, aye, Captain. Aye, aye.
Those damn Lascars, they're panicking.
Get back to the sail!
Hey, get them back. Get them back. The enemy's towing it again. Quickly, Gaito. Your helm alee. Put your helm alee. We must get onto the other tack. The prison.
Here, Mr. Captain.
Take men from the guns and put them to the sails.
Lieutenant Powell is already doing so, sir.
Good. There's no time to spare. That last broadside was too much for those rascals. They fled.
Enemy's coming about, sir. Stand in to come in again.
Raise tacks and sheets. All over the spanker.
We won't, Captain.
Ah, good Frenchman know how to handle sails.
Oui.
Mainsail hole! Up all hole!
All mainsails, up all hole!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hooray! The enemy is round. His sails are filling. Hey. If he catches us again on the same tack.
Hey!
Something is wrong, Captain. Forceman pulling back. They can't move it.
What? God's name, why?
Captain. Sir, the forebrace, it's been hit. It parted when they hauled.
Ship's falling back, sir. Falling back fast.
We're on the same tack as we started from.
Revert your helm, quickly. Too late to try and come round again. We have no choice. We must meet him as we are.
She can't get round. He's fallen back on the same tack.
The last hammering we gave him must have petrified those Lascars. Useless for manning the sails or anything else by now.
Have you seen? She can't get round.
Now she's braiding foresail and spanker. They're waiting for us.
An assignation I'll be delighted to keep. Make ready for action on the other side, Mr. Bowers. Another full broadside.
Aye, aye, sir. Captain, I mean.
And double shot for all guns. One round ball, one grape shot. Upon my signal.
One ball, one grape.
Carronades as well.
You even sound like a Captain Dawson.
I don't mind confessing to you, Donnie, much as I've waited and hoped.
I've been worried for years it might happen like this.
Worried?
All guns, double shot!
Frightened, then.
Double shot! One fall, one break!
Now that it's happened, quartermaster, let her off a point!
Steer west by south, aye, aye, sir.
Keep a fine on the port bow.
Fine on the bow, aye, aye, sir.
All the same, I just wish it hadn't happened this way. Harding's the finest captain I've served. He's been lying down there.
We're closing up fast. We'll have plenty else to think of in a matter of minutes.
Yes, we're right. Where is Mr. Martingale?
Sir?
Stay close, boy, in case I need you.
I'll be here, sir.
Enemy firing!
Guns, stand by for signal! Bring her about as quickly as you can once we fire, Donnie.
Leave it to me.
And now, fire!
Done it, by gag, we've done it. Everything's down above the fort. I've never seen such a mess.
A main and mizzen masts have gone, and look at that foremast.
Swaying from side to side. He'll never dare fire with that lot hanging down masking his guns. He'd set her on fire.
Port watch, tech ship. Get around, Danny. We'll cross his bows, take him from the other side.
No need. Look, that fella climbing up into what's left of the spanker boom. He wants to signal us, I think.
At home. Get down! You are not to surrender! You hear? We are finished! It is still honorable to strike one's colors rather than all should die!
Calm down, you coward!
I have no tricolor left to strike! The enemy will understand that!
Get down, at home! I will make as much of a gesture across to them, and I shoot!
Don't be a fool, Moro! Put your pistol away!
No surrender! I want you! Your blood's on your own head?
I think not, Moron. Give me that pistol, Moron. Give it to me, Moron. Moron, put it down. Moron!
Go on, look at that. That silly bastard shot himself.
What do you want to do that for?
Because he was that first lieutenant for sure. You know, the same one as we was after. He weren't going to wait for no admiral's vengeance.
One of the French is waving.
Aye, it's the frock captain. All that blue lakes and gold. He's surrendering, that's what he's doing.
Not much chance, has he? Look at that bloody mess we've left him.
3 days and nights. About the longest action that's ever been, I reckon. What price the old sand now?
And us with half a crew. What do you think should be worth in prize money?
Who can say? If only the old man could have seen this. Bloody shame. Him lying mortally wounded down there after what he's done. And thank you for coming to tell me.
Sir.
My compliments. Well done. Well done indeed, Mr. Dawson.
Thank you, sir.
Try not to distress yourself, sir. Lie easy.
Did I say Mr. Dawson? Change that. My compliments, Captain.
Sir, Captain Harding.
He's gone, I'm afraid. Oh, he never took the chance. While he knew it, he hung on just long enough.
He was a good man. And a good captain. They don't always go together.
Sir.
What happened?
Excuse me, sir, but, Mr. Barrett, he's awaiting your order, sir, to send across the launch with the prize crew.
I'm coming in a moment. We'll give Mr. Barrett my compliments. Time to go ahead.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll take the prize in tow as soon as he's ready. This story has been told as fiction. It is a story of events that really happened. The Piemontese was bought into the Royal Navy, whilst the San Fiorenzo, 20 years older than her opponent, was sailed home to England by Dawson, where he was promoted to post-captain rank.
the San Fiorenzo never fired in action again. Used as a storeship in Stargate Creek, she was finally broken up in 1837.
In The Long Fight by D.A. Rayner, adapted for radio by Philip Barker, William Fox played Captain Harding, John Bentley played Lieutenant Dawson, and John Gabriel played Captain Efron. Lieutenant Donovan was played by John Brining, Lieutenant Bowers by David Spencer. Surgeon Ward by Harry Webster, Marsingell by Michael Deacon, Boatswain Gerard Green, Senior Hand Lancaro Charles Leno, Booth Brian Haynes, Stower Peter Williams, O'Donnell Kevin Flood, Lieutenant Morrow Malcolm Hayes, Lieutenant Choi Nicholas Aymer, Lieutenant Lepezon Michael Deacon, Pierre Peter Baldwin, Andre Leonard Fenton, Governor Peter Williams, ADC Gerard Green. The play was produced by Archie Campbell.